for many, this could be the first time that they hear the term creative aging. Why should someone spend their retirement learning to paint or dance?
Well, that's a good question. The field of creative aging is becoming professionalized, I guess you could say. It's really, there's so much activity going on, and artists that are becoming trained and certified, and programs that are sort of becoming models and best practices that involve different levels of activity with aging adults, and then also measure the impact. And some of the impacts are, you know, physical, mental, emotional, psychosocial, all these benefits from sparking creativity, doing it in a social setting, having your work or whatever it is, be it a painting, a poem, a theater piece, having that performed or shown to other people. So there are so many benefits that positively affect the senior population when they get involved with the arts.
So this is a way to you know, stretch their muscles, their brain muscles.
Yes, muscles that maybe they haven't used in a while. Creativity can, you know, create new paths through the brain and connections, and so it can be a complete mind-body experience too. It's becoming a field that is being recognized, and the National Center for Creative Aging is one of the leaders in that field. That is putting together model programs and having them on their website, training certification for teaching artists, and sort of gathering what's going on across the country so that people can use their site as a resource to see what's happening and to help develop programs themselves wherever they are.
How is the Delaware Division of the Arts promoting creative aging?
Well, we started on this path to promoting and supporting creative aging with our workshop that we held on December 7th. And we invited the senior care community, senior centers, places that have programming for seniors, including libraries or health places, as well as Delaware's arts organizations and cultural organizations, to bring them together to sit down and sort of get an overview of the creative aging field and current practices in the field, and then time to network between each other to see what's happening already and what can be built upon, and then what kind of new partnerships or networking could happen between artists and the organizations that were there.
What kind of fruit do you hope comes from that workshop in Dover?
Well, we hope that, and we know actually already that people have made connections that they never thought of before or had a chance to develop. You know, a senior center with an arts organization or an artist that hadn't yet gotten into, a connection with a senior service community. So we know a lot of those connections were made. And we also wanted to make sure that everyone had resources for funding for these programs or knew what kind of resources were out there for support and funding. And the Division of the Arts is also interested in supporting some of these creative aging activities that are going to be developed with some grant funding.
What can people do as they get older? You know, as you get older, mobility may decrease. What can people do to keep themselves sharp, to keep creative in their golden years?
Right. Well, it's kind of an attitude adjustment too. It's when you're a part of these programs, it's not I can't do this. It's I can do anything, and it's kind of changing the whole mindset that when you age, even if you've never painted a picture or danced or been in a theater production or whatever, or written a story, just because you haven't done it before doesn't mean you can't do it. And when you have an artist working with you and you're in a group and all sorts of new kind of experiences develop and people realize, oh yeah, I can do that. And if they just if their attitude has changed and if they are encouraged and given the opportunity, these wonderful things start happening and they really get a lot out of it.
Now, I was at that workshop in Dover, and one of the things that really touched me is a woman got up and she spoke and said that she works with the elderly and she's inspired daily by people in their 80s and 90s who want to take classes and want to travel and want to learn to paint. And she said pretty much that she wanted to be like them when she grows up. And what do you think about stories like that, about people realizing that those who are in advanced years in their 80s, 90s, 70s as well, that they have ways to contribute to the arts and to the creative community?
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. It's a population that is not, it's not stopping. For instance, it's the fastest growing population, the elder population in Delaware. And these are people that have wonderful skills and so much to contribute, and to give them, you know, make sure that there's platforms for this and venues for them to share their knowledge and to grow creatively is just so important. And we want to definitely, the Division of the Arts wants to help make that happen in the state.
And are there any resources today for seniors who might be listening and want, and think, hey, maybe I should start getting creative?
There are there's a network of senior centers across the state. There are artists that are interested in working with seniors. There's libraries. There's arts organizations. The Division of the Arts is we are welcome any phone calls from people that want to get connected with some place, whether they're a teaching artist or whether they're looking for an artist or looking for a program. And the Division of Services for the Aging for Delaware is also a great resource. They have a wonderful website with all kinds of senior services on it. And one great thing, too, about this initiative, this Creative Aging Initiative, is the Division of the Arts has established a relationship with the Division of Aging, and we're just going to go forward from here and do more together, I think.
Is there anything that people need to know that we haven't discussed about creative aging, especially in the state of Delaware?
Well, I think that there are things happening now already, and I think what we're going to see is an increase in activities for aging adults and an increase in meaningful programs that they can participate in. So I think it's going to be a positive trend from here. The division's website at artsdel.org will have all the information from the workshop that we held, and also the resource packet will be available for anyone who'd like to download that or look at that online. We just hope this is a beginning, and then it's just going to grow and flourish from here.